All right, Jace, we're in for a treat. Even though we hated him as a Giant, we love him on the NFL Network. He's really, really good. Really good. He, of course, is Sean O'Hara, the former Giant to break down Eagles and Giants. What do you say, Sean?
What's up, fellas?
So,
big week.
Big week. Eagle Giant week.
Everybody in New York and New Jersey is saying, it's Philly week. And everybody out of Philly is saying, it's New York week.
Giant week. Yeah, exactly. When you saw the Eagles on the schedule, what went through your mind?
Well, yeah, I mean, the fact that it's a Thursday night game, you know, obviously this one's been one that I think a lot of people have circled on the calendar. I really thought, and I would have bet good money, that this game would have really been for first place in the division. And it would have been, hey, you know, the defending Super Bowl champs, you know, are they going to continue their dominance in this division? You know, obviously this offseason and this in training camp, the hype for the Giants was, man, they've got so many skill players. So it's got a different feel to it, no doubt. I didn't think that both these teams would be struggling as much as they are offensively. So it's, you know, I think for both teams, you know, it's a good time to have a short week so they can kind of put last week behind them. I know both teams are hoping to bounce back, but it's really just kind of, you know, this game, and I know it's cliche to say, you know, man, games are won in the trenches. I know you guys probably say it, I say it. But in this game, it really is going to come down to that. And both teams are really struggling to protect the quarterback.
Sean O'Hara from the NFL Network analyst. You can see him tonight on NFL Playbook at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Sean, you mentioned the offensive line, and the Giants are a team that needs to run the ball with Saquon Barkley. Eagles are great against the run. Is that something you foresee them trying to commit to in this football game, to run Saquon, to open up that passing lanes for Eli Manning in that offense?
Well, as a former Giant offensive lineman, I've been waiting for them to commit to the run game. And look, they haven't done it for years. You know, with Ben McAdoo at the helm for 3 years in a row, they never seemed to commit to it. It was always lip service on Wednesday and Thursday. And when game time came around, they threw the ball. So I'm still waiting. Saquon Barkley is an electric player, and he's got an unbelievable set of skills. He can make guys miss. Rarely does the first guy take him down, but what I see right now from the Giants offense and from Saquon Barkley, and it's not all his fault, but there are a lot of negative runs.
Yeah.
And he had six negative runs against Carolina. The Giants have 15 runs of negative yards this season alone. So you can't have those. This offense is not good enough to have those negative runs and overcome them. So I want to see them commit to the run game early. And I think Saquon is one of those running backs that can wear down defenses. He's physical. I know everybody's enamored with his acceleration and his speed and his athleticism, but he's a punishing runner. Let him do it. Let him get downhill. Let him get aggressive. And as a young running back, look, he's a rookie. I've been around a lot of rookie running backs. You can't give them enough carries, not just physically, but mentally. So visually they can see how the defense is playing them. If I run this play three times in the first half and I have to cut it back two times, I'm getting a different look. So they can't do it enough for him. And I think to your point, the Eagles right now are doing a great job against the run. And in penetration is really what they've done such a great job of. I don't think Jim Schwartz gets enough credit for his defensive front. They play that wide nine technique. And their defensive ends are teeing off on tight ends and penetrating through the outside shoulder of the offensive tackles. They're setting the edge for the defense, which forces everything to cut back. That's why they've been so successful.
Except the biggest problem, we're talking to Sean O'Hara, NFL Network, for the Eagles defense, has been the back end, Sean. And they've been able to give up a ton of chunk plays. It's been the real issue with the Eagles defense. And the lack of pressures, which has been surprising. They're third worst, Sean, in quarterback pressures behind only Tampa and Oakland.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty remarkable, you know, especially considering they led the league in quarterback hits last year. You know, sacks can kind of come in bunches, so they can always be misleading. And, you know, a lot of times it can be a quarterback holding on to the ball. But yeah, I think, you know, when you look at Michael Bennett, you know, he's kind of finally starting to find a little bit of a role. But I think that's, you know, it's shocking just because they do such a great job in one-on-one matchups. And I think that's something that we'll see kind of get better as the season comes along. But the big plays on the back end, I mean, they're absolutely related to the lack of the pass rush. Now, I will say this. Malcolm Jenkins, he's aggressive. I mean, if you were to ask him, would he rather, you know, have a pass breakup or come downhill and knock somebody down, I'm pretty sure he would take the physical play, and he wants to be a downhill safety. So teams have capitalized on that. Obviously, the Tampa game early on the season, I think it was the first play of the game, they kind of caught Malcolm jumping on underneath route. But those are things that you see across the league, and these big plays and all these points that everybody's scoring, it's just because I think defenses are still trying to get on the same page coverage-wise, and you know, it's also a lot of just sloppy mental football.
Sean O'Hara on the Comcast Business Hotline. Sean, you were a part of this rivalry. Why is it when these two teams get together, you can throw out the record books, they're always going to be a dogfight, and they're always going to be close games?
Yeah, it's always a scrappy, emotional, physical game. You know, I think when you look back, I didn't get fined a whole lot as a player, but I'd say probably 90% of my fines were against the Eagles. And it was, you know, just look, you know each other so well. You've been playing against each other for years. You kind of, you know, you remember things. You carry things over from year to year. I think that part was great. I think that's what the fans love about it, you know, the divisional rivalries. Obviously, this is kind of new territory. The fact that the Eagles are defending world champs, you know, this is new. And I think, you know, they're kind of finding out this year how hard it is now when you've got that X on your back and everybody's coming after you. It's a toll. And playing that extra football and kind of having the shortened off season, it definitely has an effect on it. But I think these games, it seems like every single tackle has a little extra oomph on it. I know Brian Dawkins, you know, his football life, it just came out, and you kind of, when you see him tackling guys, that's kind of what I envision when it's the Giants Eagles. It's always kind of throwing a bunch of forearm in there, maybe kind of, you know, as long as it's not a quarterback, landing with all your weight on the guy.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, because you're not going to get off. Jason Peters, you're looking at the tape. Is there something, as an offensive lineman, is he done? Are we looking at the end of Jason Peters?
No, I don't think he's done. And look, I'll be honest with you. Jason Peters at 90% is probably better than a lot of guys at 100%. You know, I think he had a tough injury, and I think at his age to come back from it and to just all of a sudden jump right back into Pro Bowl form, you know, the expectation is probably unrealistic. I think it's the same thing with Carson Wentz. You know, you can't have a catastrophic injury like that and then just come right back into it and think you're going to pick up where you left off. That's not the way it works. And I think we've seen kind of both of them kind of trying to slow the game down. You know, mentally, you feel like, you know, I mean, it's like not working out for 6 months and you're used to benching 315 pounds. If you haven't worked out 6 months, you better not go in there and put three plates on the bar. You're going to cave your chest in. You know, it just doesn't bounce back. So, to be honest with you, I'm more concerned what's going on the right side. Lane Johnson, I don't know what in the wide world is going on with him, but he has not looked like himself. He's gotten beat a number of times. I think he's given up 5 sacks. Mm. I don't know if he's given up 5 sacks in the last 2 years combined, but that to me is a little bit concerning.
Great stuff, Sean. We always appreciate visiting with us.
All right. Thanks, boys. Looking forward to the game.
Yeah, big one, buddy. Sean O'Hara, NFL Network.